This is On Target Dance Party Radio with your host, Maude Marty. You are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, and Forgotten Gems. From the 50s through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM with the occasional LP-only track. And now your host, Maude Marty. Well, I got to go digging again. It's been too long since I've been able to do that. I found a flea market in town that has a few vendors with boxes full of 45s. So I managed to pick up a nice little stack of records that I'm going to be able to play for you over the next 2-3 shows. We started off this week's show with Gary U.S. Bonds. Track's called I Wanna Holler on the LeGrand label. It was an unreleased track discovered back in the early 80s and put on a compilation cassette. that came out in 1984. And then in 1987, it was released as a re-release of New Orleans, which is sort of crazy because there's so many re-releases of that hit. It's one of his biggest hits. The flip side was I Wanna Holler, which tracked in at almost 4 minutes long. So there's a very good reason why it wasn't released in the 60s, because nobody was putting out records longer than 2.5 minutes.
Thank you.
Chuck Jackson, you can't let the boy overpower the man in you. This was during his brief stint at Motown. I played that for you on the Canadian Tamla Motown label. I'll play the flip side next week. And before that, the Link Eddie combo. The track's called Big Mr. C on the Reprise label. It's written by Eddie Cobb, and originally I thought to myself, oh, Eddie Cobb is Big Mr. C. But after hearing it a few times, one realizes that it's What Did I Say by Ray Charles with sweeping strings over top of it, which makes it pretty clear that Big Mr. C is Ray Charles.
Well, I've been searching. Oh, yes, I've been searching. I've been searching every which way. Oh, no, I've been searching. I've been searching. Oh, I've been searching every which way. I just like that Northwest money. You know I'll bring her in someday. I'm gonna bring her. Swim a river, you know I will. And if I have to climb a mountain, you know I will. And if she's a hiding away on the top of a blueberry hill, am I gonna find a child? You know I will. But I've been searching. Someday, yeah. Yes, I will. Well, the shit like a heart, Sam Spade, they got nothing to tell on me. The Sergeant of Fright, Charlie Chan, and then a lost in the black key. And no matter where she's a hiding, she's gonna hear from me coming. I'm gonna walk right down that street like a bulldog drumming, cause I've been a searching.
You start to hang your head and cry because caught that by the time your baby said goodbye. Then you wanna put your traveling shoes on. You will feel like dying when you get these kind of blues.
Esther Phillips on Atlantic, Cheater Man is the name of that track. Before that, part one of two parts by Junior Parker. These Kind of Blues is the name of the track on the Duke label. Started off that set with Elvin Robinson, cover of Searchin' by Lieber and Stoller. First recorded by the Coasters in 1957. More of a doo-wop sound. This version is the R&B sound. It came out on the Tiger label in 1964, simultaneously coming out on the Blue Cat label, and in Canada on the Redbird label, and I played it for you on the Quality label.
I want to pull you tight, not let you go, yeah.
Grapefruit, a fantastic British band from the mid-60s, discovered by George Martin, the Beatles producer, and he produced an album with them, fantastic version of Come On Marianne, which is a Four Seasons track. But I've got to say that this version eclipses the Four Seasons version. The harmonies are beautiful, the track is so beat. Play that on the RCA Victor label from the UK. Before that, Question Mark and the Mysterians. Flipside 96 Tears, track's called Midnight Hour on the Cameo label. And started that set off with Bobby and the Dukes, Come On Along With Me on the Philips label.
Come on and let
they're crawling and they're praying.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Okay, now we're getting into the really good stuff. The Four Tempos showdown at Union Hall on the Rampart label. Before that, Gene and the Darlings on the Volt label out of Stax Studios. They were a group from Arkansas, gospel-raised singers, which included sisters Jean and Dee Dolphus, Jean's daughter Paula, and family friend Fifi Harris. In addition to putting out about 6:45s, they also sang backup on a lot of the Stax tracks. Started off that set with Wilson Pickett. Before he signed with Atlantic, this is on the Verve label, Let Me Be Your Boy, from 1962. It originally came out on the Correctone label and simultaneously on the Cub label. This Verve version was put out a couple of years later in 1965.
Things that happen.
Sam and Dave from 1969, Get It. They were back at Atlantic at this point. Otis Redding had passed away, and Atlantic had revealed to Stax that they actually owned their entire catalog, and they owned Sam and Dave. So they continued an amicable working relationship, Stax and Atlantic, and Dave Porter and Isaac Hayes wrote this track. Before that, The Shells, track's called Whiplash, another dance craze dance on the Conlow label, and started that set off with Bobby Patterson, My Baby's Coming Back to Me, on the Jetstar label. Jetstar did their promos on golden yellow vinyl, and this one is a promo, so it's on golden wax.
The world.
The Sticks and Stones, tracks called Try on the Coral label. Before that, unrelated segments, Story of My Life on the Hanna-Barbera Records label, which I've come to find have some incredible psych and garage. And even though Hanna-Barbera was a cartoon company, if you ever come across an HBR label, give it a listen. It probably will blow your mind. Started that set off with what's credited as the BBC. Track's called Upside Down, fantastic mod freak beat instrumental. The BBC is in actual fact the Bill Black combo. Bill Black was Elvis Presley's bass man, but also had a series of his own combos tracks released on the High label. This track is from 1972, it's on the Mega label. I'm going to leave you off now with a couple of newer tracks. Last week I played Vintage Trouble. I'm going to play the flip side of that. But before that, I'm going to play the Diplomats of Solid Sound track called Back Off on the Record Kicks label, followed by Still and Always Will by Vintage Trouble.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.
Cross me.